Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you want to take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps, so you can walk into your seat. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. Our God is faithful. You will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. Yes, in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you, to bless the world that's
known.
A great way
for you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform.
Oh, he that has
a great work in you
is faithful to perform. If you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
God is doing a great work.
God is doing a great work.
God is doing a great work.
He's doing a great work. Doing a great work. A great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. You ought to encourage somebody. Show your name. He's faithful to perform.
Faithful to perform.
God is faithful to perform.
Faithful to perform.
Yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is faithful.
Faithful to
perform.
Faithful to
great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. So what should be concerned as we proceed is that this work did not begin with you. Our mother's mother, his father's father, and it seems when we were but the fragments of a tree. This legacy of great work.
Great working. Don't give up now. Stay the course. I don't care what's going on in your life. Doesn't matter what's surrounding you, coming from the left or from the right. That's the devil's job. He wants to keep you off point. He wants to keep you off base. He wants to keep you confused. See, they that keep the mind on the Lord, he'll keep you in perfect. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. So to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we truly happy to have each and every one of you. God has great and wonderful things for you today. It's going to exceed even your imagination. You know why? Because that's the kind of God that you serve. If you allow him to use his word in you, okay, and keep his work going on. And we're going to ask Pastor Bell if she'll get us started this week with a word of prayer. And then we're going to get into the lesson. And we'll go forward after that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. And Pastor, thank you for that song. Amen. God is doing a great work in us, and I'm so thankful. And the scripture I like to share is coming from Psalm 68 and verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Kath and the listeners and those that participate. We thank you for our pastor as he so diligently teaches this word, Father God. Help us to receive it in the lining of our hearts. And Lord, we give you thanks today. We ask that you will be with all those who have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. You know what they're going through. You know the situation. But like the word of God tells us, that we are to put our trust in you and not lean unto our own understanding. Father God, we ask that you will continue to be with each and every one. And you said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us, Father God, to keep our minds stayed on thee so that we don't wander off into a lustful life or things that's not pleasing unto you. Father God, be with those who are bereaved today and those that are going through. Be with the sick and the shut in. continue to have your way on this broadcast. We bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against the listeners, those that are listening by internet, and even those that participate, Father God. We give you praise. Holy Ghost, have your way. Guide and direct in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. We thank you, Pastor, for that. We're going to, we got lots to cover this week, so I'm just going to go with what God gave me today, and that's about trusting him. You know, anybody can say they trust, but can you do it? Can you depend on it? So today, I want to focus on showing you that you can depend and trust in God. And when I say trust in God, I'm not talking about an ideal God, an idealistic God. I'm talking about trusting in God. And there's other gods out here. There's the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4. So you got to know who you really, really trusting in. Are you trusting in a system? And God forbid if you're trusting in mankind. Now, sister, you don't want to put your trust in man. And you don't want to get that confused. You think you trust in God, and you trust in man. And I'll be honest with you, you can't even trust your own spirit.
Amen.
Yeah. You think you can, you can't. Because it's deceitful. So you have to put your trust in God. And the way you do that is by putting the word of God on every situation. Everything, no matter what it is, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister that to you. Because I will be honest with you, brothers, we get one crack at this, okay? We get one chance at this. And nobody been able to come back and tell us, oh, it ain't quite like that. Ain't nobody been able to come back and tell us life ain't, you know, you eternal life is this or that. No, you get one shot at this. So it's important that your trust is in the right place. So we're going to start off with Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. And I'm going to ask Evangelist Ashley if she would be so kind to read, since she's available to read for us today at the King James Version. And I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read out of the Messenger Bible. So let me see here, okay.
I didn't get what you said, Pastor. Jeremiah what?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Jeremiah 17:7-8.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Amen.
Amen.
The heart is deceitful about all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Mm. Hallelujah. Amen.
She went and grabbed 9. Did she grab 9, y'all?
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. The heart is wicked. It's 9 above all things.
Amen. From the Message Bible, but blessed is the man who trusts me, God, the woman who sticks with God. They're like trees replanted in Eden, putting down roots near the rivers, never a worry through the hottest of summer, never dropping a leaf, serene and calm through droughts, bearing fresh fruit every season. The heart is hopelessly dark and deceitful, a puzzle that no one can figure out. But I, God, search the heart and examine the mind. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, it's a blessing, man. You'll be happy. You're going to be a happy person if you trust in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When you depend on God, when you rely on God, when you know that you're not going to make it unless the Lord help you,
yeah,
you're going to be happy.
Amen.
You can put confidence in the word of God. You can put confidence in God. You know, somebody said, well, you know, come on. No, you can put confidence in God. Some folks just said, well, you know, I tried it. The other day we were talking about being an overcomer. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, it's trustworthy. I got to put it like this. It's trustworthy when you have put trust in God.
Yeah.
You will reap the benefit. You will know what it is to be an overcomer. Remember, that's what Christ had to do. Christ had to overcome even temptation by trusting in the word of God. How I know that? He quoted the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know God calling you to be, put trust in that word. Start confessing what the word of God says.
That's right.
Everything he say about you, then you say about yourself. It doesn't matter if you feel like it or not. He said, now, if you put trust in me, here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a time and a season when everything else is going to be going wrong. But guess what? If things are going to go good for you.
Hallelujah.
I think about a tree that's been planted by the rivers of water.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, this is what this trust is going to do for you. Once you've been planted by the rivers of water, this is what God's going to do. God's going to allow your leaves, even when the sun is scorching down and beating down, God's going to allow you to flourish. Can you imagine you got a hot, scorched summer when everything else is going brown and nothing green, but God's going to let your stuff be green?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why am I saying that? Because that's what the scripture is saying, if you think about it. So you're going to have to be careful. You got to be careful with your mind because it can be most deceitful of all things.
Amen.
And when you think about it, it ain't no joke. One moment you're thinking this, next moment you're thinking that. You got to keep your mind on the Lord. You got to trust him for everything. Now, I know some folks think I'm crazy when I say this, but if I was getting ready to get on a plane, I'd tell the Lord, Lord, let me have a safe landing. I ain't trusting the pilot. Lord, I want to see you showing me that we're going to have a safe landing. If not, I'm not getting on the plane. See, when you have faith and trust in God, God allows you to see around the corner.
Yeah, hallelujah.
See, God can let you see what the outcome. And those who have trusted God in the past, you already know how this works. I like what Job said. We're reading Job 40:23. But it says, when you count and count up the cost and think about how to really trust God, Job said in Job 40:23, read that for me, please. I had to use my phone today.
40:23. Indeed, the 40. River. Excuse me?
Yes. Yes, that's it.
Indeed, the river may rage, yet he is not disturbed. He is confident, though the Jordan gushes into his mouth. Though he takes in his eyes, or one pierces his nose with the snare. Don't be moved. Trust in God. That's what I got about it. Amen. That was 40:23.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise God. Excuse me. Let's see here. Well, Pastor, they got this kind of running together.
Okay.
Even angels. Praise God. Even angels run for cover when he surfaces, cowering before his tail, flashing turbulence. Javelin bounced harmlessly off his hide. Harpoons ricochet widely. Iron bars are so much straw to him. Bronze weapons beyond notice. Arrows don't even make him blink. Bullets make no more impression than raindrops. A battle axe is nothing but a splinter of kindling. Praise God. He threats a bashing harpoon as a joke. His belly is armor-plated, unstoppable as a barge. Amen, amen.
So, by trusting in God, listen, brothers and sisters, I don't care what happens. If you run out of water, you know what? I got water over here for you. It doesn't matter.
Amen.
See, God is the only God that knows how to, in the midst of Israel triumphant victory as they marched to Egypt. Remember how the Red Sea was really there, was hesitating or keeping them from going over. But God pulled the water up like big walls and allowed the children of Israel to walk through. Well, this is the kind of God that you serve, that if you got thirsty, he would call water to come out of a fruit. This is the kind of God you serve. Worth trusting. Even if you have to get water from Jordan, he says, you will have water. In other words, don't worry about that. Another scripture I want to share with you is from Psalms 21:7, from the book of Psalms 21:7.
For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, you pile blessings on him. You make him glad when you smile. Is it any wonder the king loves God, that he's sticking with the best? Amen.
And that's it. I don't care what you're doing or what you're going through. Keep your trust in God. It'll bring happiness to you at the end. You know, many sorrows shall befall the wicked. But that's what the Bible says. Many sorrows shall befall the wicked. But he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. When you trust God, God says, you know what? I'm going to run you over with mercy. When they put you down, he said, I'm going to pick you up seven times higher. The more they put you down, he said, the more. When you trust in him. See, I trust in him because I know the trust in God is to trust in his word. See, you got to taste this thing, man. You got to be part of it. Psalms 34:8. I want you to read that. See, once you have a good dose of this trusting God, hey, you'll walk out there on the on a diving board, 50 feet tall, and you know God's going to catch you before you hit the ground when you're trusting in Him, when you're depending. Yeah.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. Oh, fear the Lord to His saints. Amen.
There's
no want. No want to those who fear Him.
Mm. Amen. Bring the Message Bible. Open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you blessed are you who run to Him. Amen.
So the psalmist suggests try it, taste it. You know, you don't have to eat it out. I just want you to taste a little bit.
Hallelujah.
If you don't ask God for rain, trust Him. Get your umbrella. Take it out the house with you. I don't care about the sunshine. You didn't ask God for rain. Get your umbrella.
That's right. Amen.
You know, ain't nothing in them cupboards, but you didn't ask God for food. Go on and set the table. You're going to be happy.
Hallelujah.
Just taste it. Taste and see. That's how you taste them. You taste the Word of God by trying the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How good it is. But just a lot of people, they think and they trust God. But I'm talking about trusting God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I'm talking about trusting the God that raised Jesus from the dead. I'm talking about trusting the Word of God. I'm telling you, you can't trust ideals. You can't trust what you feel. Don't. Well, we just read a few minutes ago, you can't rely on your feelings, man. You'll be deceived. But when you done put it in God's hand, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You find other scriptures to keep your mind occupied. And if you do anything, do 5 and 18, just in everything, give thanks. Just start thanking Him. Find supporting scripture to help you keep your mind on Him. See, that's what the psalmist said. Oh, taste, man. See how good.
Mm-hmm.
The psalmist said, be merciful to me, oh God. See, mercy is going to follow you, brothers and sisters. Goodness is going to follow you. And the Bible says, guaranteed to follow you. Just overtake you. When you start trusting in God, baby, you better keep it moving. Because I'm going to tell you, that mercy and goodness is going to overrun you. I don't look for nothing but mercy and goodness to follow me. I'm not looking for the bad stuff. People walk around with all these negative spirits. Man, I don't care about that stuff. I know what's behind me.
All right.
I know what's behind me. And then I know what's in front of me. Because, see, when you put on the breastplate, that's got your breast. That's got your front. Your helmet, your head is covered because you got the helmet of salvation. Your feet is in good shape because it's been sore with the preparation of the gospel. Now your back is covered because He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. You can trust God.
Because
you know what got your back. Now God got your back. Mercy got it.
Thank you, Lord.
And for those that don't know, He will be merciful. He will.
Yeah.
If He is merciful to the stranger, what you think about His own? God is merciful to His own. I like what Proverbs said. Because, see, a lot of times people, they trust in their own righteousness. They trust in their own self. But, brother and sister, let me tell you what. Proverbs 11 and 28. Let's read Proverbs 11 and 28. That may not be the one I'm looking for, but that's close.
Amen. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise of heart.
Mm.
I think it's 27. Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Okay, Proverbs 11:28. A life devoted to things is a dead life, a stump. A God-shaped life is a flourishing tree. Amen.
See, when you trust in God, brothers and sisters, you won't become a fool. I mean, we won't get into it today, but the Bible says he that trusts in his own spirit, his own heart, the Bible says that's a fool. And you know, a fool is a dangerous person. So you become dangerous to your own self. Yeah, but whosoever walketh wisely or trust in God, God will deliver you. I mean, now what you gonna trust him with? Trust him with your salvation. Don't play with that. Man, I constantly tell people, this is about your eternal life, where you're going to spend eternity. You need to make sure it's in what the Word of God says. You got to make sure it's in accordance with the Word of God. This is the only chance you get, brothers and sisters. No reason Isaiah 26:3, I think, that says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on the Lord, because he trusts him. See, if you trust God, he'll keep you in perfect peace, because your mind stays on the Word of God. You're busy saying what the Word of God is saying, not what folks say. You know, I don't care what folks say. Don't matter to me. I know what the Word say I am. And that's what I live by. See, when they say I can't, the Word of God say I can. When they say I'm not, I say, okay, what does the Word of God say? So I'm saying what the Word of God say. I don't even have time to worry about what man say. Because you work around here. I mean, you wait around here and try to wait on man to validate who you are. You'll never be validated. So you have to get in the Word of God and believe what the Word say about you above everything. But anyway, that's what we had. And let me tell you, that's what makes you an overcomer. Because that's what we really were talking about the other day. It's been an overcomer. That makes you an overcomer. When you trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not some of them, but with all your spirit. And when you do that, the Bible says he'll keep you in perfect peace. I know you will.
Yes.
Okay, now we're at a point where everybody can, anyone like to have anything to say or there's a scripture you want to share, you can do that now. And we'll take a few minutes to take a few, I don't want to call them questions, but a few affirmations or a few whatever God done put in your spirit to say about trust today. Or if you have a word for somebody, just speak to the audience that's available. Maybe let them know they can trust in God through his word.
Amen. Amen. I'd just like to read Job 40 and verse 23 from the New Living Translation and also from God's Word. So from the New Translation, it says, it is not disturbed by the raging river, not concerned when the swelling Jordan rushes around it. So when you was talking about trusting in the Lord. And then from God's word, it reads, though the river flows powerfully, not alarmed, it's confident even when the Jordan rushes against its mouth. Amen. Amen. So that's letting me know no matter what's going on, I can trust God. Knew it all.
What the river is doing, how big the water is, God, you can trust God through it. Amen. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Yeah, I had to go back and read that, Pastor, because I tell you, that's what we have to do. That's where blessings come in at when we trust in God.
Absolutely. Anyone else? Press one.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm reading Deuteronomy 11:26, and it says, "Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord." So he gives us the choice. Hallelujah. To either trust him or go on our own accord. He said, "You trust me and you do as I say, and you will be blessed." Amen.
Amen.
We serve a God who keeps his promises. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
All right. Evangelist Marilyn, bless you.
God bless you, Pastor and the other woman of God. I don't know her name. God bless you. Pardon me?
Ursula.
Ursula. Okay, Ursula.
Yeah.
God bless you.
How you doing?
I was going to say, even when we don't know that we're being protected, we're being protected because we are his. We belong to him. And like you said, Pastor, even if we don't feel like it, even if our mind is saying, oh, no, no, that's not the way it is. But you believe. You trust in the Lord. And so when you trust him, there's nothing that can move if you don't allow anything to move you out of him, out of trust in him. Then God would he'll protect you in situations that you don't even know that you're in. You don't even know that you're in a situation. You don't even know somebody's after your life. You don't even know that the enemy is trying to attack you. You don't even know that he set an assignment against you and it's coming after you full force. You don't know that. But God knows, and since he knows, he's your protector, and he will protect you from all these things. You know, we can't even see the things that he protects us from. We don't even know the things, you know, that he protects us from, but we're being protected. So that's what you got to know. That's what we have to know. We have to know that.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Evangelist Marilyn from North Carolina. Evangelist Renee from Ravana, Ohio.
Yes.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hello.
Scripture I like.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I know it's in Proverbs. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Lean unto him.
Lean not unto that.
But in all your ways, yes.
Acknowledge him.
Yes.
Amen. He shall direct our path if we just acknowledge him. I'm not ashamed of the God I serve. I'll tell anybody. And he directs me. He directs me. He gives me guidance. When my foot injured and I'm listening to man, no, I had to trust in God and say his words every day. By his stripes, I am healed. And glory be to God. Prayer works. I don't care what nobody say. Trust and believe. And it works. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say
that's
one
what
other thing.
I'm
going
to read.
Huh?
Go ahead.
You want to read that? Pastor, you want to read that out of the Messenger Bible? Proverbs 3.
Yes,
Wow.
Yes, Pastor. I was going to read that, too. I said, look at that. Look at God. Okay, Proverbs 3. Let me get right to the right scripture here. I've been known to be in the wrong part. Okay. Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve their initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and the eyes of the people. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you,
Lord. And my thought for today, thank you so much, Pastor. My thought for today really is from Psalms 119 and 11. This is my thought for today and for everyone. I've hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin of you. So hide the word of God in your heart and in your spirit. That way you know you got God inside you. You know you trust in him because you put that word there. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, it's an awesome thing when you hide something. You go like, you know what? I got $50. I almost forget where we put it. But I hid that $50 for hard time. And hard time, see, I said, oh, that's right. I got $50 because I had hid it. The point today is, it's just the word of God. That way, you won't see him against God, okay? And thank you all so much.
Amen.